Let me tell you that Jesus wants to give himself completely to you, but you will receive him according to the openness of your heart. And that is very, very beautiful, because you will decide. And tonight is the moment, is the time when you will decide. Shall I get 30% of Jesus? Then I decide for 30%. It's better than zero. Better than zero. Shall I get 50% of Jesus? Better than 30. Shall I get 90% of Jesus? That's not bad. But it's not 100. And now, shall I get 100% the fullness of Jesus? And this is in my hands. Don't think that I will be able to get only 30 because of my wounds, because I'm a sinner, because I'm new in the faith, because I am tired, or because this. No! Each of us is able tonight to decide for 100%. But it is our freedom. And Our Lady says in Medjugorje, God, dear children, has given you the freedom, and I kneel down before the freedom that God gave you. It is so beautiful. And today you are free to welcome Jesus in your heart, maybe 30% of him, maybe 60%, maybe 90%, maybe 100%. This remains your decision. And happy are those who will say to Jesus, okay, Jesus, come 100%. I'm open. And you know what? You know what? What will happen? This is very important. The degree of your yes today, Jesus will never forget it. The depth of your yes today, Jesus will never forget it. Maybe you'll give a yes to God today as never before. Maybe it will be tonight your biggest yes that you will give to Jesus. Maybe. But let me tell you, Jesus will behave towards you according to your biggest yes in life. Maybe you will forget that yes that you give tonight. Maybe within 2 months you might forget a little of that yes that you give to Jesus. He will never forget. And he will behave towards you according to that yes, the biggest yes he got from you in your life. So, the conclusion of that, give tonight a yes that is bigger than never before to Jesus. And you know what? This yes will be smaller than your yes you'll give tomorrow, okay? And smaller than the yes that you'll give day after, okay? And Jesus will behave as a lover in your life. He will think, oh, there are so many people that do not care about me. As Our Lady says, and it's sad to hear that in her mouth, you speak about him as of someone you hardly know. Now we'll speak of Jesus like of someone that we know intimately, in a very deep experience. Our Lady said, whenever you have problems, difficulties, call me. Whenever you need me, call me, and I'll come. And she is the one who will help us to say that yes to Jesus, to open our door to Jesus. And on the day of the Annunciation, she opened her door to Jesus in a very special way. She knows how to open the door. But one thing she didn't know at that time is how far that yes will be used by Jesus in future. And that yes was a yes for how she was at that time. She was a young girl of 14 years old, and she gave a yes according to a girl of 14 years old, a very holy girl, yes, but she didn't know the future. She did not know how the life of Jesus will be. So she gave fully a yes. But each day, she discovered new things about Jesus. So her yes has increased every day according to the new element she had. She could have said, okay, when you came first time in the Annunciation Day, I got you as a little kid, very tiny little kid, I said yes for that. But that was a yes for that. But now that you are asking me new things, I will think over it and I'll see if I say yes or no. You see? She could have discussed for future. But that yes was a full yes, was a complete yes. And she got the habit of telling yes, saying yes to God for every time, for every circumstances. And some yes from her have been very difficult to say. And I, of course, want to mention the yes that she gave on the cross. That yes that she gave on the cross. To say yes to the plan of the Father that her son should die on the cross to save the humanity. That yes was very hard. But because she said yes on the Annunciation, because she said yes so many times before, she could say that big yes that was needed from her. And today, we'll do our best to say yes to Jesus for whatever plan he has in our life. And with that yes, he will work out great things in our life, and he will prepare new yes for future, and we'll go far with him. And now we'll let him talk to us very deeply.